Chelsea, it is a genuine delight to be chatting to you. I appreciate your time so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Firstly, a very big happy dog day to your four-legged besties, Bert and Bernice. What is it like being a fur mum to those two?
It's, you know, they don't really respect me as their mother. So, I mean, they respect my cleaning lady, who actually does spend more time with them. But it's been over a year now, and they are a brother and sister. Like, they were from the same litter. So they're slowly warming up to me now. Bert will sleep with me without me having to have him on his leash. Like, I used to have to lure them to my bedroom. And now they know to go up there, that it's just better not to put up a fight. And it's not the optics aren't as bad as they used to be. Let's just put it that way.
You usually get that kind of attitude from a cat, not a dog.
Yeah, they're very cat-like, actually, because they're chows. They're chow-chow. So they have that kind of cat-like disposition, which is aloof and just kind of, you know, not pleasant.
The art of the sit-down comedy tour. I would assume it's more conversational, but does it also come down to age as well? Because I've noticed I've gone from a standing desk in the studio. I'm now sitting on a chair.
Oh, no, I'm back standing up. This is a stand-up tour now. It was a sit-down comedy tour when I was originally touring, because people were interviewing me in different cities. And then
gotcha.
As I was doing these interviews in the United States, promoting my new book, which is what the stand-up tour is about, I was like, oh, this is a stand-up show. I didn't think I could do a stand-up show about the material in the book, because I thought it was too serious, and it ends up being like everything else in life, which is everything's funny after a while.
Have you ever been in a position where you've been asked to promote, to endorse, or be a face of a brand that maybe just doesn't fit you?
Oh, yes, yes. But not, you know, I mean, I'm a little bit of a more divisive character, so I don't get those people aren't knocking down my doors. But yes, I've definitely been asked to do, like, you know, membership endorsement deals with products that I would never use. And the great thing about me is that I just won't do those. I would only do an endorsement for something I cared about. Like, I had a partnership with Belvedere Vodka for a while, because that was my passion. I'm coming out with my own cannabis line in the United States this fall, because now I'm really passionate about cannabis. So I really tend to only do those things if there really is a natural alignment.
And I love that, because you are someone who has been so fearless and so passionate, and you are one of the women who is the epitome of being strong, smart, and funny. And thank God it's a bygone era now, but those type of women were so feared for such a long time, and there is still a slight stigma, but I think we've definitely made headway. Do you find that?
I think so. Yeah, of course. I think everyone's making headway. Even though we have this ridiculous person who's the president of our country right now, there's all this other kind of progress happening, you know, that is exciting. So things happen at the same time. You know, you can feel like you're going back in time, and you can feel like you're making leaps and bounds, you know. But yeah, I'm very proactive about cannabis. It is such a healer for so many people, and it helps with so many different issues that I want to get that messaging out there. And my brand is directed towards women and empowering and emboldening women, you know, to really take ownership of the legalization in cannabis and how wide sweeping it is, and to take it as, you know, we have access to that too. It's not just a male thing. Mm. So women have to do that with a lot of things in the world, it turns out. Luckily, we're just alive during all of it.
Back on your president, as an American, how do you go about, is it just something you don't think about day by day? Because if someone from the States asked me about our prime minister, I don't really have an opinion.
No, every day is a nightmare living here in the United States.
Oh,
why
God.
Do you think I keep extending my stand-up tour? I mean, it's terrible. Any excuse I have to travel, I take it. Are you kidding me? And it's a nightmare here. I constantly have to leave after listening to the news. Like, I have to leave the country to get a break from this, because it's, if you don't, you know, you have to stand up and voice your opinion. I feel very passionately about that. So it's exhausting to do that on a daily basis. You become so fatigued, and you're like, oh God, you have to stick up for all these groups that are being, you know, persecuted and marginalized. It's just a nightmare. And hopefully, you know, this buffoon will be out of office, you know, at our next election. But I don't know what the hell is happening either. Believe me, we talk about it daily. Yes.
Hopefully a changing is coming. But that's the thing. He is someone who is such a bully, but gets so much gratification with being a headline story. He instigates a lot of it himself. And because we live in a 24-hour news cycle now, there is always something else to report on, which must be so frustrating as an American.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, no, you know, there were babies in cages. Like, that was the last issue for me. After that, I really don't care about how much worse it gets. It's like, that's the end of the road there.
I want to finish on a bit of a, not so much a game, but a word association. There are a couple of very high profile people that are actually from Geelong or who have studied in Geelong. And I mean, if you haven't met them, you can give me a pass. First one, and one of the most notable ones, is Portia de Rossi.
Portia Ellen. That's my word association.
Guy Pearce.
Yeah, I like him. Yeah, he's cute. He was cute. I've interviewed him a couple of times.
He's just an incredible talent. He is a triple threat. And Rupert Murdoch.
Oh, no, I've never met him and never need to.
Is there anything finally that you want to tick off on that Australian Down Under trip bucket list that you haven't been able to do yet? Is there something that we can help tee up for you?
Oh, God, no, I don't know. I'm going to Tasmania for the first time ever, so that's exciting. But no, I've done all the big touristy things. Now I have to spend my time doing this non-touristy things, I think.
You have to immerse yourself culturally. I actually worked and lived in Tassie for a while, and if you can go up to Cradle Mountain, if you can see the West and East Coast Bay of Isles, beautiful there, absolutely stunning. And it is an absolute mecca when it comes to food and wine. So if you love a good feast, you are going to a beautiful part of Australia.
Oh, thank you for the recommendation. Much appreciated.
Hey, Chelsea, we've really appreciated your time on K-Rock. All the best, and we'll see you down on tour.
Okay, thank you.